Thanks for joining the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host and event mentor, Sarah Brush, event professional for over two decades. My goal for this podcast is to share how events and sponsorships can help you build community, make an impact, and grow your business, and have lots of fun while doing it. By the way, don't forget to check the episode notes for valuable event resources exclusively for you. I appreciate you spending this time with me. Let's get this party started. Hello, welcome to the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thanks for being here today. And we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which if you listen to this podcast, you know I love to talk about sponsorship. And today I wanted to focus on what we call purpose-driven sponsorships or partnerships. Now, these focus on a shared commitment to a specific social or environmental purpose, mission, or goal. And these sponsorships really prioritize creating positive impact and advancing a common purpose over just purely promotional objectives. So here's a couple of ideas of what you want to look for when considering partnering with someone for a purpose-driven partnership or event sponsorship. Number one is shared values. So you want to partner with organizations that share your events values and mission to create authentic and meaningful collaborations. Number two, you want to look at impact alignment to ensure that your partnership aligns with both your business and the sponsor's goals for making a positive impact on the community or the specific cause that you are partnering on. Number three, you're going to want to have transparency. So maintaining transparency and open communication with your partners about the purpose and objectives of the collaboration to just make sure that everybody is on the same page. Number four, you want to have clear objectives. So define clear and measurable objectives for the partnership, outlining what you aim to achieve together and how success will be evaluated. Number five is collaborative planning. So involve your partners in the event planning process from the beginning. Request their input and ideas to co-create purpose-driven initiatives. It's always great to start planning together and really co-create the ideas that you can bring together from the beginning, because there's just going to be so many more minds together coming up with creative options that will be for the collective outcome that you're looking for. Number six is mutual benefit. Identify opportunities for mutual benefit and value exchange in the partnership, ensuring that both parties derive value from this collaboration. Number seven is resource sharing. Share resources, expertise, and networks with your partners to maximize the impact of your collective efforts. Number eight is thinking about long-term commitment. So you want to cultivate those long-term partnerships based on the trust and the respect and the shared commitment to creating lasting positive change. Number nine, which is so important, is community engagement. So engage with the community and stakeholders impacted by your partnership initiatives and seek their input and involvement in the planning and implementation process as well. Number 10 is education and awareness. Use your event platform to raise awareness about the important social or environmental issues and educate attendees about the ways to take action and make a difference. And of course, this is going to be a focus on whatever that purpose-driven partnership initiative is that both you and the sponsor have decided on. Number 11, seek out partners from diverse backgrounds and perspectives to bring fresh ideas and insights to your purpose-driven initiatives. Number 12, always important, is measuring. So track and measure the impact of your partnership initiatives. You want to collect the data and feedback so you can really assess progress and help inform future decisions for the partnership. Number 13, you always want to be flexible and adaptable in your approach. Be willing to adjust plans and your strategies as needed to respond to changing circumstances or feedback that you've received from your partners and stakeholders. Number 14 is continuous improvement. So strive for this improvement in your purpose-driven partnerships, learning from the successes and failures to refine your strategies and maximize your impact. And of course, this is something we do in business in general, is just really looking for those areas of opportunities to change things or to make things better. And number 15, use storytelling to amplify the impact of this partnership initiative, sharing inspiring stories and testimonials that really demonstrate the difference you're making together. And finally, number 16, empower your partners and stakeholders to take ownership of the partnership initiatives and contribute their unique skills, resources, and perspectives to the cause. If you want to think of an example of a purpose-driven event sponsorship, think about a software company sponsoring a startup program focused on fostering entrepreneurship and innovation in underserved communities. So in this situation, the software company's purpose aligns with supporting entrepreneurship and economic empowerment. And by sponsoring this program, they are showing their commitment to fostering innovation and creating opportunities for entrepreneurs from diverse backgrounds. And then as a sponsor, the software company could provide financial support for the program, covering expenses such as the facility rental, mentorship, and any resources for participants in the startups. And they could also offer expertise by providing access to their network or experienced entrepreneurs or professionals and investors who can really serve as mentors, advisors, or even guest speakers for the program. So overall, this type of purpose-driven event sponsorship really allows the software company to support entrepreneurship and innovation in these communities and foster that economic development and create a positive impact while also building relationships with potential future customers or partners. So this is just one idea, but it kind of gives you an idea of, you know, what you can look for and how you can think about a purpose-driven event sponsorship or partnership for your event or your business overall. Thanks for listening to this short and sweet episode, and I will talk with you on the next one. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I know your time is valuable and I appreciate it that you spent it with me. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would love if you can rate it 5 stars and write a review. This helps us get the podcast out to more people. And if you want to connect, I am on Instagram @EventOfBrush and I would love to hear from you. Thanks and have a great day.